Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious and worthy name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus, and welcome you to the continued ministry of the Word of God. This is your Bible teacher of the air speaking, J.W. Bramhall. We continue our theme concerning God's future purposes for Israel. I wonder if my listeners are fully aware of the important events that are taking place today in the world, and particularly that which revolves around the nation of Israel, as though it were the center of the world. There is no question of doubt that the events of our times move rapidly toward the coming again of the Lord Jesus, and God's future purposes for Israel will begin to be fulfilled. We continue our study of those fulfillments as we consider Israel's great deliverer and king priest. We take our scripture from the great prophecy of Zechariah, reading in chapter 6 from verse 9 through 15. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Take of them of the captivity of Haldai, of Tobijah, and Jedaiah, which are come from Babylon, and come thou the same day, and go into the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah. Then take silver and gold, and make crowns, and set them upon the head of Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and speak unto him, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Behold the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne, and he shall be a priest upon his throne. And the counsel of peace shall be between them both. And the crown shall be to Helam, and to Tobijah, and to Jedaiah, and to Hen, the son of Zephaniah, for a memorial in the temple of the Lord. And they that are far off shall come, and build in the temple of the Lord. And ye shall know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. And this shall come to pass, if ye will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. May God bless the reading of this precious portion from his prophetic word. May I point out very briefly the background of the scripture that we have read? For our scripture lesson is taken from what is the second division of the great prophecy of Zechariah. This second division of Zechariah begins in chapter 1 and verse 7. It concludes at the end of chapter 6. It consists of a series of 8 visions that were given to the prophet in one night. They begin in their application with the time of Zechariah, but they climax with God's final dealings with Israel and the Gentile nations. We might state these 8 visions cover the whole period from the day of Zechariah to the end of Gentile dominion, which will be at the second appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. But the climax of these visions we have read at the end of chapter 6 in our lesson. They are climaxed by the coronation of Joshua the high priest, who was the high priest in Israel in the days of the prophet. This act of crowning Joshua is one of tremendous and prophetical significance. May I first point out in verses 10 and 11 of our chapter the occasion for this coronation of Joshua the priest. three men, undoubtedly a deputation of Jewish exiles from the country of Babylon. They arrive in Jerusalem. They bring silver and gold as an offering toward the construction of the temple that was then being rebuilt and restored. Under Zechariah, Haggai, as well as Ezra and Nehemiah, the rebuilt temple of Jerusalem was being undertaken. These three men bring an offering toward the building of the temple, as we read in verses 10 and 11. But in our chapter, the word of the Lord commands Zechariah to make a crown of these offerings for the head of Joshua, the high priest. And in the crowning of the priest, the crowning of Joshua, the Lord opens the prophet's eyes to the future millennial temple when Messiah will be established in Jerusalem and the temple will be a house of prayer for all nations. Now this temple to which the Lord refers in our scripture is in contrast to all preceding temples in Israel. And we realize that the words point to the future, when even the Gentiles will bring their worship and will bring their offerings into the millennial temple of Jehovah. The crowning of Joshua in our story symbolizes and signifies the coronation day when Israel's deliverer, their Messiah, as the true king over all the earth, will be sitting as a king priest upon his throne. Now there's a great meaning to the symbolic act that took place in that day long ago. Now may I begin reading at verse 12 of our chapter in Zechariah chapter 6. God commands the prophet, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, behold the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne, and he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. Now let us get our thoughts together clearly. Our scripture is symbolizing and pointing us to the Messiah himself, the coming Lord Jesus Christ, who once came and died upon the cross of Calvary for our sins, was buried and rose again, and is coming back from heaven above to be the great deliverer for his people Israel at the closing days of their greatest crisis, which may not be too far away. And in the 12th verse of our chapter, there is given a title that belongs only to the Messiah. We have these words, behold the man whose name is the branch. Now this expression entitled the branch is a title belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is to be and has always been the rightful Messiah of Israel. Now may I point out that in the scripture we have four uses of this title. We find in Jeremiah chapter 23, as well as chapter 33, that he is given the title of the branch as the king who shall reign in righteousness. The branch of David, fulfilling God's covenant with the house of David. the promise of the branch to come in Jeremiah chapter 23, chapter 33 presents him as the coming one who is to be the king over Israel. Then we have another use, even in the prophecy of Zechariah, of this title. When God says in Zechariah 3 and verse 8, "Behold my servant, the branch." And here is the title of the branch used in relation to Christ, the Messiah, as a servant. We have also in the very scripture that we have read, verse 12 of our 6th chapter of Zechariah, from which we take our lesson, a third title, "Behold the man whose name is the branch." And this is another title, as the man, the branch, belonging to the Lord Jesus. In Isaiah chapter 4 and verse 2, we have the Messiah called the branch of Jehovah, which is his title as Jehovah. Now, may I bring these four titles together? I would like you to see the wonderful use of them in the Word of God. First, he is the branch who is presented as the king, God's chosen king over Israel and over the world. Second, he is the branch who is presented as the servant. "Behold my servant, the branch." He is the man who is presented as man and is named the branch. And he is also presented as very God with his title of Jehovah, the branch of Jehovah. Now, beloved, I commend to you very earnestly that in the Gospel of Matthew, you see Christ the branch presented as the king. In the Gospel of Mark, you see Christ the branch presented as the servant of God. You see in the Gospel of Luke, Christ as perfect man presented as the man whose name is the branch. You read of his glories in the Gospel of John. He is the branch of Jehovah presented as being very God. Oh, beloved, beneath and beyond the reading of these words are these glorious titles of one whose name is the branch. Shall we pray? Father, bless thy word to the glory of our Savior, the blessing of his people, and even of sinners. For his name's sake, amen.